This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today I'm with Alex Jimenez, public artist, illustrator, printmaker, and mother. Alex, thank you so much for joining me today on Artist Stories.
Thank you so much, Janae. I'm super excited to be chatting with my friend.
This is going to be great. So I would love to just jump right into talking about the major project that you've been working on over the past few years. I know yesterday you were painting a mural, and really it's become like a full-time job for you. Can you tell us all about this project that is really centering water in the desert?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about it. So about a year ago, I was brought onto a team after a call to artists to join Tucson Water on this really experimental project. So the U.S. Water Alliance is a national organization that does water advocacy, and they created a program called the Water Arts and Culture Accelerator. Tucson Water applied to be a city in a utility as a part of it, and they were selected. And then together with the Water Alliance, chose me. And part of their call was that they were looking for an artist who was going to work within communities, specifically in the south side and west sides of Tucson, and they wanted to build trust. So with that work, we did lots of group meetings along with other city teams, and we talked a lot about water, about community art making. And last year was a lot of networking where I was in the community with stakeholders and groups, neighborhood group, talking to them about what I might be able to do and what project I might end up coming up with. And out of a lot of the talks, listening was really key to building trust. And there's bad history with water in the south side of Tucson because of contamination that happened because of a airplane manufacturing company that Hughes at the time was dumping chemicals into the airport wash, which runs right through the south side of Tucson, and it contaminated the water underneath and affected many people with deaths and sicknesses and cancers. And some of the effects are still being felt by people who grew up drinking that water. The water is clean now, has been since the 80s when they stopped delivering that water. And when it all was brought to light, it became one of the first EPA-funded Superfund sites, which is a cleanup site that the federal government manages. So that's the sort of context in which I was working. The older generations still have a lot of feelings about what happened. Younger generations aren't as much aware of what happened. But I thought it was important to be open to hearing, to asking questions, and to providing opportunities for people to voice what they feel like they need to voice. And out of that came this idea to listen to our environment as well. And so when I started in the spring of last year, I started thinking about the rain that was going to be coming that summer and how much climate change is affecting our rainfall, and how can we bring people in on that was sort of a question I was asking, and how can we create a better relationship with water? That all led to me asking the public to participate in a community audio project where I asked people to record monsoon rain sounds and then send me the audio. But I, along with two other artists I hired, were kind of the storm chasers that summer. I learned a lot about recording and about soundscapes and like how much noise there is that you don't even realize until you sit and listen. And I was hoping that the experience of engaging with the rain in that way would allow people to notice where it's flowing and the sounds that all of that makes. That like ties into a lot of work that Tucson Water is doing in trying to create green stormwater infrastructure. And that whole project was while we were working with the U.S. Water Alliance.
This has been Artist Stories. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.